Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So the Olympics does begin this week now. Opening ceremony on Friday. We're all going to be watching the athletics, the swimming, the boxing and so much more where Ireland have athletes. But what about some of the more unusual or interesting quote-unquote sports that Paris is hosting? To talk us through some of this, we're joined by Barry Kenny. Corporate Communications Manager with Irish Rail is what it says here, but you're also, you're quite the Olympics nerd, aren't you?
It's Christmas Eve, Philip, you know, all week.
Now, there is a very, very real danger of the two of us coming off like two old farts when we start talking about...
Not that we are, obviously.
No, of course not, but we might possibly end up sounding like that when talking about the newest addition to the Olympic roster of breaking.
Yeah.
Or break dancing to anybody who grew up in the 80s.
Precisely. And you and I are of a vintage where we might actually remember the pioneers. So the Rocksteady Crew, the Electric Boogaloo. Now, don't tell me you weren't busting moves back in the late 70s, early 80s.
We didn't do that sort of thing in Ballymore, Eustace and Kildare, no.
But anyway, I mean, and part of this Olympic expansion that we've seen in recent years with new sports, with the likes of BMX, with skateboarding, and now with breaking, is it feels like the 1980s have called and want their ball back. But it's part of the IOC's plan to, basically, they have you and I, right? We're watching. Mm-hmm. We're watching anyway. They obviously want younger audiences to watch as well. And breaking, this is its first time at the Olympic Games in Paris.
I know, but the vista for intergenerational sparring and strife and fighting with, you know, a universal kind of, oh, come off it, that's not a sport, from all the dads and granddads. It's just inevitable.
And I think the vocabulary isn't going to help either, because in breaking, the athletes don't call themselves athletes. They're B-boys and B-girls, okay? Mm. And here's how it works, is basically you've got throwdowns, okay, which is effectively dance-offs against each other. So they're all going to be in a pool. They'll go against each other in a group of four. And one against one, the DJ comes along and plays a random beat. And they
and that's the key, is it? It's a random beat. They don't have any idea what's coming.
Exactly. Now, there's obviously different types of beats, different paces or whatever, and they will know DJs and they will know DJ styles, because the DJs are every bit as much as part of the breaking event as the B-boys and B-girls are themselves. And in an individual contest, you have three throwdowns. And this kind of reminds you of the rapping scenes in 8 Mile, or indeed in kind of Run DMC videos in the past, where somebody does their dance.
Explain to me where the skill is in this, though, because let's just say that I'm B-boy, P to the B to the Boucher Hayes. Do I compete with a DJ of my choice or against the DJ?
The DJ is assigned, so they aren't for or against either competitor. They're assigned to your particular throwdown event. Now, the DJ's there. You're there, your opponent is there, watching what you're doing, responding. There's then nine judges hanging around.
Nine,
yes. And they are going to judge your top rock and your down rock. The top rock is...
You've been practicing that in front of a mirror, haven't you?
Absolutely. Is the steps style that you know, we're all familiar from the old breakdancing movies and things like that. The down rock is where they're more spinning themselves around on their feet. There's power moves where you're doing... Not unlike, I suppose, what we see in gymnastics.
Okay. And do they have to execute a number of set moves, or is it very freestyle?
No, it is very, very freestyle. But obviously variety is a big part of it. And freezes then when you kind of just pose in midair with the legs going all directions.
And on what are the judges assessing them, Barry?
Five criteria now, okay. Vocabulary, technique, execution, so originality, and musicality.
Is vocab the range of moves that they have?
You see, you've got it there.
They're not actually riffing off each other at the same time. No,
but I mean, it is the range, and then the technique is the athleticism, the body control, how you use your stage space as well. Execution does what it says in the tin. It's the smoothness and the sharpness of the moves. Obviously, if you crash, if you slip, if you fall, there's going to be a penalty. And then originality is where, and I suppose this is probably where the cultural divide comes in. It is about bringing your personality to the event as well. And so the originality of their moves, how they can you know, do this particular freeze or this particular down rock in their own individual way is critical and gets them scores.
You're quite enthusiastic about this.
I think
actually,
this
aren't you?
Could be good because, I mean, in the last Olympics, we had rock climbing for the first time, right? Yeah. And that turned out to be an absolutely fantastic event.
Yeah, but that's clear. I have absolutely no problem awarding an Olympic gold medal to somebody who can scurry up a rock wall that quickly. I'm not so sure about this.
There's athleticism, and I get the feeling. And by the way, this is going to happen in Place de la Concorde, right? There's a temporary stadium having been built in Place de la Concorde, one of the iconic sites of central Paris, that's going to host a lot of these urban sports. So the setting is going to be fantastic. I think the actual staging is going to be fantastic. Musicality is how you respond to the rhythm and the beat, you know. I mean, obviously critical. And then there's misbehaviours as well.
Oh, yeah. Sports or gamesmanship.
Yeah, exactly. You can disturb an opponent when they are doing their routine, or
you penalised for doing
that? You are. There's three buttons for misbehaviours, depending on the severity of your misbehaviour, and the maximum if you use inappropriate gestures during the event.
Given your level of expertise in this now, who are the teams to watch for?
The USA, obviously. We're going to have a lot of mononymous athletes. You're going to hear first names, right? So B-boy Victor is the men's world champion. And from Lithuania, B-girl Nika is the champion. But Shigekix from Japan on the men's side is probably one to watch.
Shigekix?
Yes.
Now, would you be spelling that with an X or a CKS?
It's always with an X. Just like our word that begins with B.
Okay. Now, skateboarding. That made its debut in Tokyo three years ago. That was stunning, some of it.
Yeah, it was. Now, there's two parts to the skateboarding. There's the street and the park.
And I missed this distinction.
Yeah,
okay.
So basically street is the more what you would expect more in urban environments. It's more the kind of like handrails, steps, things like that. The park is what I'd see coming in and out work through Fairview Park every day where the, you know, those bowls where the skateboarders are trying to get
the half
height.
Tunnels.
Exactly, get height on the whatever. Now, I'm not mad about skateboarding, particularly the street. I think it's actually the dumbest thing I've ever seen at the Olympics, to be perfectly honest. The gold medalist in the street in Tokyo, Yuto Horigome, basically fell on the ground, picked up his board, put it back down a lot during his couple of runs, and then he did a couple of tricks that were somewhat decent, and all of a sudden he's a gold medalist. Okay.
So it wasn't about staying on the board, it was about the tricks in between falling off.
It appears that falling is not a disqualifying event in the skateboarding. It's also, and I have a bit of a problem with this, they're very, very young athletes. I mean, the youngest Olympian.
I told you were not to try and sound like an old fart.
I know, but like there's an 11-year-old competing.
Oh, really?
Zhang Haohao from China is the youngest competitor in the Games. Sky Brown, who people remember from the last Olympics, I think she was 13 at the time, she had a fall the previous year with multiple skull fractures.
But is Haohao good? I mean, has Haohao earned their place there?
It felt to me, and this is my most fuddy-duddy statement of the morning, it felt to me like kids playing at being Olympians. And I also don't think it's quite as spectacular as something like the BMX would be.
Okay.
To be honest.
I have to throw down an open invitation to any of the very many 11-year-old skateboarders in the audience for the Today with Claire Byrne show to come on, defend your sport and take on Barry Kenny. So two events, street and park. Who should we be looking out for?
In the men's street, we have Nija Houston from the USA and, of course, Horigome from last time round, and Sky Brown, who I mentioned from Britain in the women's park. And I think she tried to qualify for the surfing this year as well, but she got bronze last time and she's a very good chance of gold.
Now, I was going to ask you about the modern pentathlon, a sport which was actually invented by Baron de Coubertin himself. It just puts his name just puts an idea back into my mind, though, that way back when the Olympics featured poetry, it featured painting.
Jack
and
Yeats
art.
Was an Olympic medalist, I think Ireland's first Olympic medalist officially.
So maybe breaking is actually kind of coming full circle.
Yes, and while it's not, they're not medal events, Paris is actually having a cultural Olympiad as well because it's Paris.
Right.
So of course they will. So there's lots of events happening around the city. But modern pentathlon, this is the last time it will happen as we know it, because in Tokyo, And it's been a resilient sport. People have tried to throw it out. It's, as you say, it was invented for the Olympics.
I know, but it was derived from cavalry, wasn't it?
Yes, effectively. And it was the man's moral qualities, as well as physical resources and skills, producing the ideal complete athlete, was Du Coubertin's description.
Who could fence, swim, ride a horse, shoot, yeah, and run, and all on the same day.
Yes. Now, they spread it over a couple of days now, but there was a lot of controversy in Tokyo when the horse riding element, which is show jumping, you meet your horse for the first time 20 minutes before you go out into the arena.
And Japan was not and would not still be a country best known for producing quality show jumping equines.
No, and they always say, oh, these are verified, you know, they we have quality control. But there was two
but
athletes
they were kind
particular.
Of riding school nags. Yeah, they ended up with.
I mean, the German women's gold medal leader going into the show jumping, Annika Schluch, the horse just would not move. Mm-hmm. And she then had a meltdown. Her coach punched the horse. And then our own Natalia Coyle.
Poor woman, yeah, ended up leaving the arena, throwing the reins away in disgust because the, yep, horse just didn't play ball.
Absolutely. But as I say, Natalia Coyle was right in the mix, okay, for a medal as well, and denied. So this is the last time you're going to see the horses in the modern pentathlon.
So what's going in instead?
Do you remember when you used to make obstacle courses in your back garden?
Not hobby horsing or something stupid like that.
No, but instead of horses going over obstacles, it's going to be people. So I don't know, is that a bit of It's a Knockout meets Gladiators or whatever it is? But okay, from LA 2028, instead of, you're going to still fence, swim, run and shoot, and now you're going to do an obstacle course.
That's certainly
going to
throw a wild card into the mix. But you're talking about a sort of a military-style assault course, obstacle course kind of thing.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. BMXing. Now, you couldn't have had a problem with that one. That was exciting.
BMX is brilliant. And particularly they have two forms again, whatever, particularly the course racing, where you've got eight BMX cyclists racing against each other. It's carnage. It's everything you want in a sport. Crashes, spills, random events. And it's a 40-second race. So hell for leather. You don't need to know anything about style marks or anything like that. Cross the line in one piece, okay, and you are the winner.
The Paris Olympics is also going to take place in Tahiti.
Yeah.
To accommodate the surfing.
Yeah. Now, they can surf in France as well. I know the coast of Biarritz would be famous for it. But the French want their, I suppose, international dependencies involved. And Tahiti's in French.
Slash
Polynesia,
colonies.
As they would say it. Technically, Paris to Papeete in Tahiti is the world's longest domestic flight. It's about 16 and a half hours. So Te Ahupo, and I know I've butchered that, is the wave in Tahiti that is revered amongst the surfing community. So now, whether it's to the other athletes liking that all the surfers are half a hemisphere or another hemisphere away from them, I don't know. But they're actually going to put all the surfers on a cruise ship off the coast of Tahiti.
Because there's accommodation problems otherwise.
Precisely. So they're going to put up all the competitors there, and then it's another one of these events that have the judges deciding how well you've done, that you have five judges there, your speed, your power, your flow. Again, okay, I think the athleticism, I have to say, I tried surfing once and I'm in awe of these.
They make
athletes.
It look very, very
they
easy.
And it
they?
Is very spectacular. Okay.
All right then, folks, phones off, curtains drawn for the next 2 weeks from Friday. Barry Kenny, thank you very much for that. Let's take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.